Hello, my name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. Would you like a chocolate?
Oh, thank you.
It's funny what a young man recollects.
You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama says stupid is as stupid does.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Forrest Gump.
She was my most special friend. My only friend.
We was together all the time. We were like peas and carrots, Jenny and I.
Run, Forrest!
Hey, stupid, run!
Now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you, but I could run like the wind blows.
Who in the hell is that?
That there's Forrest Gump, Coach. Just a local idiot. I never thought it would take me anywhere.
Baby put me on a thing called the All-America Team. Well, you get to meet the President of the United States.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
I gotta pee.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
Now, maybe it's just me, but college was very confusing times.
Have you ever been with a girl, Forrest?
I sit next to them in my home economics class all the time.
Have you given any thought to your future?
Go! What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant.
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 78. I am your host, the phenomenal one.
I am Z.
Oh my God, Z, we got such an amazing show today. But you know what I gotta talk about, Z? We were talking about our best and worst of the year, and I was telling you, I have my list finished. I did not have a trouble putting this list together. I have not went back. Now, you brought up a good point. He was like, oh, I haven't ranked them. And I was like, you know what? I have not ranked it yet, so I need to get on that right away because I don't know if people know, Z, but that shit is like right around the corner.
It's coming up fast.
Man, it is coming up fast. I mean, we already hitting the double digits of December already, you know?
Yeah, this week, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting close there this weekend, you know. I've been just a nervous wreck, man, trying to put these lists together or whatever, because these lists, Z, these are like the, well, how can I explain this? I was thinking about this the other day. These lists are the pinpoint and the curriculum of the year to show off our work, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. This is what we've picked and reviewed on, and we gotta now rank them.
Yeah.
Oh, based on our personal preference movies, and I might have to go back and listen to the episodes to judge, you know, what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, because, you know, if you put out a list and you put a movie on there, they'd be like, wait a minute, I thought Z said he hated this part or something like that. Why would that be on his best of list then or whatever? That's actually a good point. I've actually been going back to my top 10 list. I've been listening to each episode, making sure that I didn't say some bullshit on this show. Like, you ain't gonna see Tron Legacy on the show. Or maybe you will, you never know.
We have a shitload of choices.
Oh yeah, all going back to that first Iron Man, which I think was episode 32, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Oh, damn, look at the, oh, shit, see, now people know, like, oh, people are bullshitting, that nigga didn't do no research, like, I did my research.
You question it, you know.
Hey, I put down a calendar for Z and Cody and shit like that, so obviously I can't send them a calendar and not follow and pay attention to it.
True.
That'd be some bullshit right there, be like, you two need to pay attention to this. I'm gonna go fuck off now.
No, it was really hard. I mean, I got movies I put like good or best, worst, and like neutral.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie. It took me about, let's see. I got home on I want to say it was a Monday or Tuesday. I got home around 4 o'clock. And it took me through, when did I pick up the wife? I picked her up around 7 o'clock. It took me almost between 4:30 and 7 to put that list together.
Damn.
Yeah, I was actually going back and forth. I was just like, I kind of like this movie. I was like, and then when it came out to when you finally got your best top 10 and then you saw one movie you wish could have had on it, you're like, God damn it. Now I got to. Because I went back and forth between two movies on there. I was like, son of a bitch. I was like, shit. Oh, God. I was like, that's the only one that's not on there. Neither. I was like, oh, fuck. You know what? I'm just gonna close the screen. Fuck it. I'm not gonna even worry about it.
it's really hard to do a top 10 list.
Oh yeah.
Because you saw my top 10 list of the year so far, right? I posted. Then I got shit for putting
Interstellar. Yeah, actually I did. Yeah.
Then I got shit for putting Interstellar as 10 worst. I'm like. Or Godzilla, or it was a toss up between that and Godzilla.
Well, the thing is, you know, and I don't. Okay, check this out. We reviewed Tron Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You agree? The effects, score, everything was perfect. Technical wise, just perfect film.
Perfect, yes.
Even some nice tricks in there with the CG, as far as what they did with making a younger Jeff Bridges, right?
Yes.
Story wise, piece of shit.
Yeah, kind of confusing.
Now going to Interstellar. Same problems, right?
Yeah, but McConaughey's acting was pretty good.
I thought that was his weakest acting.
It was his weakest, but he wasn't the worst.
No,
it was a lot of wasted talent.
Personally, if you ask me, I think I've said this to you before, or whatever. I think all those actors, I've seen them do better.
Oh yeah, Jessica Chastain, Casey Affleck.
Anne Hathaway, I thought she was just pointless in the movie. I was just like, wow, I've never thought I'd say that. Even in a movie I didn't like, with Les Miserables, I didn't like that movie. But I thought she was just fucking phenomenal in that movie. And then to watch her in this, I was just like, man, they could have got any bitch for this role. They really could have. She was pointless in that movie. But I say Tron Legacy and Interstellar, the same problems with her. Because technical-wise, Interstellar is a beautiful fucking film. Story-wise, it is weak as fuck.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
And I don't see people having a problem saying those same facts for Tron Legacy on how beautiful that film is and stuff like that, but it has some story problems. But when it comes to Interstellar, oh no, it's a great fucking film or whatever. It's like, no, it's not. God damn, man. I didn't know the fanboys were that strong.
Now, I'm a Nolan fanboy, but this was obviously, I believe, his weakest movie.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm definitely up there with you. I completely agree. I heard Actually, I was having that conversation with someone. We was going over was Dark Knight Rises or this one. I was like, yeah, I think I enjoyed Dark Knight Rises better.
Yeah, I would say because of Bane. I liked Bane.
I thought Anne Hathaway was better in that movie than she was in here.
She was, like, really carefree, and she actually was a character. She actually portrayed a character. This one, she was just, like, seemed like she was reading from a script.
The difference between Dark Knight Rises and Interstellar is Dark Knight Rises has problems here, then here, then here. Interstellar, it's a whole goddamn hour. It's yeah. A whole goddamn hour. It's a whole hour of that shit, man. You just like, oh, man. So it's just coming at you full force and fast. It's like, it's not giving you a break from it. You're just going like, why? It's like, okay. At least when you get to this problem in Dark Knight Rises, it gets like at least 15 minutes of some good shit, and the next one it gets to another problem or something like that. Where Interstellar, it's just like, okay, alright. but yeah, you also had Godzilla on there, which actually I'm having a hard time putting my worst of list of the year, and I actually contemplating on putting that one on there as like my number 10. I was just like, you know, I fucking hated that movie actually.
Yeah, I did. Let me actually pull that up. Yeah, because I was, you know, you're obviously promoting a Godzilla movie, thinking especially from the trailers, you're thinking, oh, he's gonna be in it a lot. No, I think his screen time was like 6 minutes.
It's 6 minutes. And I gotta even disagree with people that say in the last 30 minutes. Even the last 30 minutes. It's about. Because in that 30 minutes, you see the humans running around with a bomb that they created that conflict. That conflict was not organic at all. They created that conflict, and now they're trying to get rid of the bomb and shit like that. And all you see in the background is Aaron Taylor Johnson running. You see just two monsters fighting in the background. I'm just like, damn, you can't even see them. That movie, technical, I thought it was a piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, I haven't seen as many movies as you. That's kind of why I had If I Stay as number 10 best, but I couldn't figure anything out to put in there. But, it's just, like, number one was a given for me, for how much I hated that.
You know, I was going to say, I'm having a hard time this year. I think, last year, I'm not going to lie, my lists were perfect. I'm going to go ahead and say, I thought my lists were perfect, best damn words. I'm having a harder time this year is because I don't think I was that outrageously angry at some films like I was from last year. Like, those films I thought were just fucking god-awful. In here, I think the movies are bad, but they're they're unmemorable bad.
Oh, I think I think Transformers. You were very bad.
Oh no, I laughed more at that just knowing that that nigga could fly. I was just saying. I mean, come on, goddammit. This motherfucker spends the first half of the movie busted up and rusted and shit. I mean, there's even a scene where they're climbing a building inside where Stanley Tucci's character worked at and shit like that. And instead of just flying, he's climbing down. I'm just like, man, this nigga can fly the whole time. Oh, the more I think of that, I just go like, wow, this franchise is bullshit. But let's get it. I don't give a shit about that movie. Or whatever. So,
everyone agreed with
me. I necessarily hate as much as I did last year.
But everyone agreed with my top three, you know, Guardians, Nightcrawler, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That is a nice top three, personally. I gotta amend you on that one. I think that top three is pretty fucking awesome, to be honest. I think that was some of the... That was probably three of the... out of my 10 most memorable films, to be honest.
Well, Nightcrawler came out of nowhere. You know, yeah, it wasn't... There was no marketing around that movie. And Edge of Tomorrow, it's a great movie, just a bad name.
Well, Live, Die, Free, I think now is the name of it. Or Live, Die, Repeat, is that
yeah.
name?
Yeah, whatever. That's a...
I'm not going to lie, I like all the titles. I'm like, hey, they all sound cool to me. that's a shame, though, that Tom Cruise's sci-fi movies aren't doing that well, because I thought that was probably the first sci-fi film I saw in a while where I was blown away until Guardians came out.
Yeah. I absolutely had a great time.
You want to, before we kick off the show, you want to kick off your top 10 list to the people, or you want to...
Oh, yeah, I can. My worst was Godzilla. I'm starting from 10 to 1. RoboCop.
Okay.
Into the Storm. Annie.
Okay. This is your worst of list, right?
This is my worst.
Okay.
Annie. And I don't know if you've seen that.
I don't really want to talk about that.
But it's boring as fuck. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Sin City, A Day to Kill For. Purge Anarchy. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Paranormal Activity Marked Ones. And Transformers Age of Extinction.
Damn, what was I about to say? You saw Sin City then?
Yeah.
Now, I did not hear this from you, because I know you was excited for this film.
Yeah, because I loved the first one.
Yeah, everybody loved the first one. But so, what did you... That's the one I most want to hear about. The other ones is reasonable. I can understand. I can understand. But Sin City, that's the one I want to know about now, because I think we have the same points. I don't know if you heard my review on it, but... tell me.
It was... Sin City, man. Let's see, the first one had three stories. They kind of somewhat tied in. This one, it kind of seemed like one whole story together. The whole Nancy thing being like a wanting to kill Rourke. And, you know, she had all her opportunities and she turned into a complete badass. I'm like, that's bullshit. No. I didn't like Marv as much as this one did the first one.
Yeah.
They seemed, it was like kind of like, you know how the Osbournes were like a great... The first season was great, and then it got stupid. I think that's what the same thing with Marv, is that he was such a popular character that they kind of did that and made him, like, really outlandish.
They gave him too much.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's story, it didn't seem right, because it seemed like it was just added filler.
See, I said the same thing. I thought of all the storylines that was in there, I thought his storyline was the best, but it did not fit in that fucking storyline, that story all together. I was just like you just said, that shit came out of nowhere, to be honest, and it didn't fit with any of the other storylines that were going on.
Oh, I agree with you. It was just...
And I thought it was, too. I thought, personally, when the movie, I was just like, okay, maybe this will all have a connection towards the end of the film. And then when it gets to his end of the storyline, I was just like, as much as I liked his, I was like, wow, that was pointless. That was a waste of 25 minutes for this film.
And, I mean, they're also trying to... It's called A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much saying that Ava Green was going to be, like, this huge part of the story, and she wasn't. Yeah. It was pretty much Rourke.
Because she's the Dame.
She's the Dame. It was pretty much Rourke.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I thought that storyline was boring.
It was. I mean, no offense to Josh Brolin. You know, we've seen you do badass shit. This was
actually, I think this guy's a fucking underrated great actor, to be honest.
This one, I mean, Clive Owen should just came back. No, like, waste, like, Brolin.
Seriously, I thought the dude would have made a great older Batman. Sucks that he didn't get that cast, because I was like, man, this guy is, I think he's a great actor.
Oh, Brolin's the shit. I loved him in No Country for Old Men.
Oh, man, I loved him as W. I loved him as everything. I mean, he was if anything that saved Men in Black 3, it was him. It had to be. His performance was just fucking, I was like, man, this dude is Tommy Lee Jones.
I know, and that's actually hard to do. It's hard to be Tommy Lee Jones.
It's hard to be any character. I mean, he's a great character actor. The only reason why I wish he would have got Batman just to see him play another character, because I love seeing him play these characters and shit like that. He does a fucking amazing job at it. But in this one, I was like, man, they gave him nothing to work with. And the whole Jessica Alba thing, man, that was him.
And Bruce Will showing up as a ghost? Fuck you.
Oh my god. That shit was annoying, dude. That shit was annoying the fuck out of me in that movie. This dude was just in the background. He was just like goddamn Edward from Twilight and shit.
Yeah.
When Bella kept seeing him and shit, just like, no, don't use that one. Just like, oh god. The Bruce Willis showed up on set for an hour.
Yeah. He just shows up to visit friends. Oh, we're gonna put you in this movie. Say whatever feels right to you.
I'm glad that's actually on somebody's worst of list, because that movie was so fucking mind-jarring. It's like, what was going on?
It's from the first one, that's like a huge disappointment.
That is a fucking huge disappointment. I ain't gonna lie, that movie was bad. Like, it was just boring. Even the parts I liked, I wouldn't even want to see him again. Even the shorts, I wouldn't even want to see him again. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
No, it's in the fucking Ava Green one. That one was so long.
It was long and outlandish and crowded.
You had Christopher Maloney and I think Jeremy Piven, right? The cops. You threw them in there. I'm like, why? Why do stories on secondary character? Well, third characters.
And it goes nowhere.
Yeah, and then fucking, I know Martin Clark Duncan died, but I didn't think Dennis Haysbert was good as Manute. He didn't have that aura and that look like the strength and the build.
I didn't think anybody was memorable in the film. I was just like, yeah.
Like, I'm with you. It was very forgettable.
Yeah. And like you said, I was curious about that because I didn't know you saw it. So I was like, I know that was like your most anticipated film of the year, probably.
Yeah, it was one because I loved the first one. I've been waiting for the sequel forever.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that for the longest, whatever. You talking about how big it was and shit like that. But let's get to your best of list now. I'm curious about that.
If you got one. If I Stay was 10, 22 Jump Street, St. Vincent, Big Hero 6, X-Men Days of Futures Past, Captain America Winter Soldier, Lego Movie, Edge of Tomorrow, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Nightcrawler.
Damn! Hitting out the heavy hitters and shit. That's not a badass list, actually.
No, and I still want to see American Sniper.
Oh, the Bradley Cooper one?
Yes, and I hope it's limited release on Christmas, so I'm very hope cross my fingers that I get it here, because I want to see it.
There's been some screeners that's been going out here and there, like private ones, whatever, and I'm hearing the mixed reactions on it.
That's like the only one I'm really I still haven't seen, like, there's still some movies I haven't seen, but
one I'll prepare you for is that I'm hearing great about, and even looks good too, and it's probably getting overlooked because of American Sniper, because I think they come out the same day in limited release, is Unbroken.
Oh yeah, I seen that. Oh, wasn't Black Hat come out too?
I think so, I'm not sure. But you know, one surprise I've been hearing good about, which I thought was going to be dog shit, and people, I've even seen this on people's best of the year list as well now. That is Paddington Bear.
Oh, yes, I sent you that link.
That's right, yeah, you sent me the link, that's right.
And that was like number...
And then, because it got released in the UK, and all my British fucking friends are talking about how much heart that fucking film had and shit like that, I'm just like, damn, okay. I'm not gonna lie, I saw the trailer and was just writing bullshit all over it.
Because it's like another Garfield.
Yeah, I was thinking that, the British version, if anything. And to see all the reviews on it, and you put it on a best of list, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm shocked by that. Will that be the shocker of the year?
Shit. But I've seen, like, there's other movies, like, I've seen, like, Vampire Academy, which I didn't really mind it. It didn't really bother me. As I know you hated that movie.
Yeah, that movie. I didn't really care for it, but I don't think it'll make...
No, it's just... the worst of, like, I just watched RoboCop last week, and I'm like, okay, this completely shit on the original. Michael Keaton wasn't really a...
I love Samuel Jackson.
I don't understand what he was in the movie. I think he was just there.
No purpose whatsoever. You remember the ending scene, though, where, I guess the guys were in... Michael, goddamn, what's that, they were in the courtroom and shit like that, and then Samuel Jackson was like, lock these motherfuckers up!
Yeah.
They were locked, leaving them out. Oh, that's a highlight of the movie, actually.
Yeah. Samuel had, like, a free week between Marvel movies to do that movie.
They told him to be Fox News for the week.
Yes. I didn't like it, and I did like Jackie, even though I thought he was a weird character, I did like Jackie Earl Haley, though.
Yeah. I thought personally, I liked that the story, I liked that they tried to take a different turn with the story. Actually, I thought the story was better than the action scene. The action scenes looked like shit.
Oh, they were.
Action scenes looked like straight up shit. Now, I don't know if that was because it was PG-13, they were just trying to get away from not showing it, but then again, it's fucking robots. I mean, I don't see what the fuck you can't show oil shooting out. You ain't got to do a Michael Bay and have a robot squirt blood and shit like that. Talking about we swept precious blood, sweat, and metal and nothing like that, you know.
I did like the
change.
I did like the change in RoboCop's suit, though. It was more modern.
It was cool.
It was more modern.
Yeah, it was cool.
But yeah, I mean,
I hate that movie. I thought there was some things I liked in it, but I didn't really care for it.
I mean, that my list can change.
RoboCop, I was like, damn, that did come out this year.
My list can change based on if I see anything else, but
that's... Yeah, you put Paddington on there. I know.
No, I won't.
I'm actually really excited to see that film.
The only thing that's going to be screaming in my head is fucking is Garfield, because it just seems like a Garfield or Avan and Chipmunks type movie.
Yeah, it's got better talent on it, though.
Nicole Kidman, right?
Nicole Kidman is better than anything that was in Garfield, so yeah. Actually, so yeah.
And, fuck, the King's Speech guy. What's his fucking name? Isn't he a star?
Blank on his name, too, whatever.
Colin.
Better people in the film and behind the camera, so I'll give credit on that one.
And I don't know if Paddington Bear is a huge thing in the United States, like in the UK.
I remember when I was a kid, it was there was a show about it and stuff like that. And obviously I watched it because it came on a cartoon and shit like that. But I'm with you, and I don't know if it was that huge, whatever. But I don't think the budget on that thing is going to be that high, because usually the films really ain't that high of a budget, so I think it'll be fine. And plus, it's a Christmas film. It's going to be the only family film out for Christmas.
Yeah,
I think it'll be fine.
I've noticed that. I'm like, wait, this is the only Christmas movie? What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, the rest is, like, limited movies and shit like that. Like you said, American Sniper, Unbroken and shit like that. So, obviously, Patton and Bear is going to... That would be nice, actually, to have a nice Christmas movie. I'm not going to lie, because usually Christmas movies are shit.
Oh, that's a nice segue to our vote.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to get to some polling. See, some polling. I put that polling up December 1st, man, and we already got a total. We have a total, Z, of 40 fucking votes. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but I updated the poll. So, you know, you see these little yellow bars and shit like that or whatever going on, stuff like that. But got a total of 40 votes out of the 10 movies that were picked were Four Christmases, A Charlie Brown's Christmas, Gremlins, Black Christmas, A Christmas Story, Eight Crazy Nights, Fred Claus, Disney's A Christmas Carol, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I've never seen that. Is that really a Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Really a Christmas movie?
Yeah. It's probably the most violent Christmas movie you ever watched.
Is it kind of like Die Hard?
No.
Like, they consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No, it's much better than Die Hard, goddamn it. but for Four Christmases, we got 2 votes. A Charlie Brown Christmas, 6 votes. Gremlins, 6 votes. Black Christmas, 2 votes. Christmas Story, 7 votes. Eight Crazy Night, which I'm surprised. Christmas Story, 7 votes or whatever. 8 Crazy Nights, 8 votes. Fred Claus, 0 votes. Disney Christmas Carol, 1 vote. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 2 votes. And Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, 5 votes. I was watching this poll very close this past week. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was leading at the beginning. Then out of nowhere, Christmas Story came. Then 8 Crazy Nights. And then 8 Crazy Nights and Christmas Story was going back to back. And then Gremlins and Charlie Brown Christmas now are going back to back. I love these Christmas polls or these Halloween polls or anything like that, man.
Yeah, I mean, Fred Claus, we can already say Fred Claus is out. He gone.
still have a long way to go to vote. I mean, 40 votes in almost 1 week still, that's pretty goddamn good. Keep them votes coming. I'm very curious to see how this one turns out, because usually just because one is leading at the beginning doesn't mean it's going to win necessarily, because we've seen that with these Halloween polls over recent years. Man, they go left. Lap day or something like that. They literally turn like a fucking second hand corner when they get there.
And we get the worst ones.
Yeah, no. So you say fuck Red Claw, that might be the winner. Nowhere wins.
I mean, Eight Crazy Nights, that was pretty bad too.
Man, that was fucking horrible. I didn't think that one was going to win. That was fucking horrible. I hate that movie.
Well, we have not done an Adam Sandler movie yet, so.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Don't give them no pointers. Fucking mouth.
But we have a nice broad of different movies. Animated, stupid movies, action movies,
70 movies,
horror
movies. There are million movies, like you said, Christmas family movies, violent movies, if you will.
We got the horror.
Got the horror, that's right, yeah. We got a very big broad, that's why it means you always get five choices each or whatever, because we can just expand our horizons on that or whatever and shit. I think we've filled our quota from last year and this year, though, so next year there will be no Christmas list because we can't think of any more Christmas lists.
There's still a ton. We still haven't done, like, a Miracle on 34th Street or Christmas, you know.
Oh, okay, so Z said there'll be a poll of three next year. that's gonna be awesome. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be a thrilling show.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely it's gonna be.
Notice that the Christmas show, movies, like last year we had Nightmare Before Christmas, which was good. But our Halloween episodes suck because the movies suck.
Yeah, because that movie sucked. Yeah, both of them did. We talking about? We saw both Halloween 2s. Both sucked. You can't blame Rob Zombie. Well, you can, because he didn't really follow the second one, so never mind. But polling ends, people, December 20th. We will be reviewing the movie, obviously, December 22nd, and that will go up on Christmas Day.
Don't tell them that. We record on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, well, you can see, of course, they know that. Come on now. Come on.
Don't give them our secrets.
They know that. Come on now. So, like I said, keep on polling. You got about a couple more days left. You got what? You got 2 weeks left, right, Zeke?
Yeah, about 13 days.
Yeah, so.
Well, no, less than that, because when this goes up.
Yeah, so, you're right, actually, less than that. So, damn, yeah, about almost 10, 11 days there left. So, you got about 2 weeks left, people.
I loved our themed episodes, like Black History Month, Halloween, Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Those are always my favorite episodes. I'm with you on that one. Black History Month, that was a weird month.
Brother from another planet.
And people actually, somebody was asking me about that with Throwback Tuesday, they'd be doing another Black History. I think, we did Blaxploitation last year, right?
I think for one episode.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we're going to keep that trend going as well. We're going to do something like that. I wish there was more. Maybe next year we'll try to, like, do what the months do or something like that. I don't know. Maybe, like, we'll try to follow holidays as much as possible or something like that. I don't know. Me and Z will talk about this more.
Well, the next holiday after New Year's is Martin Luther King Day, and I don't know if there's a movie about that.
Actually, there is. There's one that's coming out, too, on Christmas Day as well. I recently just saw it. I didn't think it was getting released this year. I thought it was next year it was coming out, and I saw it last month. And they kept talking about it was coming out in end of January or something like that, and I just saw the date it's coming out Christmas. It's called Selma, the Martin Luther King movie.
Oh. Who's in that?
Getting some good praises in it. We'll see when the movie comes out. Yeah, that's actually one that's coming out, but obviously it's not before 2012. I'm curious about that, man. I'm excited. Another news story here was that I found out when voting begins for the podcast awards.
You mean when we win?
Yes, when we win our nomination. January 15th, people, will be the pod, obviously, because they got bought by New Media Expo or sold to New Media Expo. I was talking to the former creator, if you will, of the Podcast Awards, Todd Cochran. He was telling me that the rules may change, some things may change. I was like, God damn it.
no black podcast hosts.
Yeah, exactly. They were talking about they're making it bigger and better. He's telling me that they're going to have a podcast Hall of Fame, which I didn't even know what that was, but I was just like, I want it. I don't know why. I'm sure I'll never get that, not until like 2020 or some shit like that. But January 15th, that's the day. December 20th, in the polling day. Obviously, me and Z doing best and worst of Throwback Tuesday into the year as well. It's going to be some fun times coming, and goddamn it, Z, that's all the news I got today. Let us talk about Forrest Gump now.
Oh, we still got to record. I thought we already did that.
No, we didn't do that. Don't be trying to slide it out of this, man. Don't be trying to slide out of that. Z, before we get into it, how about a plot synopsis?
Forrest Gump, directed by Robert Zemeckis, starring...
Great director!
We just did a movie of his like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Starring Tom Hanks, Robin White, Gary Sinise, Sally Field. I'm going to butcher his name. Mike Kelty Williamson?
Whoa.
Budget $55 million, box office $677 million. And we follow the life of Forrest Gump, and we follow what he's done as a kid up into when he was in high school, then college, then... when he's telling a story to some strangers while he's waiting for a bus, and just his life with his mom and his girlfriend, Jenny. So we relive his life through his storytelling.
Which, I gotta say, Tom Hanks is great for storytelling. Gotta give him that. I was just listening to his voice and shit like that. I was like, man, you know... He is pretty engaging when he tells stories and shit like that. Who wouldn't want to listen to a Tom Hanks tell a story?
A serious Tom Hanks or a fun Tom Hanks? Because he's a fun Tom Hanks.
Is he really? I don't know. Well, you know what? You're right. Tom Hanks does look like he has fun. I'm not going to give him that. He does look like he has fun. He doesn't look like that serious guy or whatever and shit like that. And the guy is still a great actor, too, by the way. I wonder how hard it was to play a retard. And people... He is literally a retard in this film. Don't think I'm insulting him.
They say it in the movie.
Yeah, so don't think I'm being insensitive or nothing like that, which I don't really give a fuck if you think that anyway, but...
I was kind of thinking, I'm like, should I say that word?
Because I heard that word is like, that's nowadays it's offensive, and I'm just like, oh, whatever, everything is fucking offensive nowadays and shit like that, but yeah. I gotta say, playing a retard for 2.5 hours... You know, it's almost fucked up when you do it for 5 minutes. Can you imagine doing that for 2.5 hours?
Yeah. I've been trying to think of, like, what other movies that are, like, besides Sling Blade. Well, was he retarded in Sling Blade? Or was he just mentally...
Mentally, yeah. I would say more mentally. Well, I guess retardation is mentally... it's almost the same.
Because I was, like, thinking, like, what other movies that's actually it's a big movie that the lead character is, like, retarded?
Radio.
That's a good one.
First Black Retard.
Of Mice of Men.
Oh, yeah, Mice of Men. I mean, Horrible Bosses. Those three were Dumb and Dumber 2. There was some retard. Man, we had a lot of retard movies this year. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Transformers.
Best Night Ever. There was some retarded bitches in there. They were all retarded.
I think you're just talking about the directors on that one, not the...
The director, well, everybody in it was fucking retarded. Please, trust me. yeah, the retardation is going around very strong this year.
But this was the start of, because Tom Hanks was like a comedy god in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got into a very serious roles in the 90s, where he really branched out. He really made a name for himself.
Oh, yeah. In the 90s. I think the dude has a wide range of acting and stuff like that. It wasn't until recently that I really got back into Tom Hanks. I want to say maybe about 2 years ago. I know a lot of people are probably like, why? It's like seems like Tom Hanks. But last year, I know Tom Hanks had a great year.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Captain Phillips, Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah, he played great characters in all of them. That was another year for him, at least for me, where I was just like, man, this guy is really a fucking great actor. I mean, like you said, Captain Phillips, dude. As many movies I like this year, and Captain Phillips I think was like my number 6 maybe or something like that on my best of list, but his performance in that film, I don't think I've seen anything this year that like captured that last minute at the end of the film where he was having PTSD and shit like that. I was like, I don't think I felt anything like I did when I walked out of that theater compared to walking out of any movie this year. I was like, man, that the Oscar films last year was just fucking strong as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, Hanks did have a very cold run of movies in the 2000s. You know, counting... I'm going to count Da Vinci Code, because that was just terrible.
Some people will question you on that one, too. I don't know who, but...
then he did Cloud Atlas, and then he... Then after this year, you know...
Respect Cloud Atlas. I know a lot of people really don't care for the movie and stuff like that. I think the score was amazing, number one, but...
Isn't that like a 3-hour... Isn't like a three, almost close to a 4-hour movie?
I think it's hitting on 255 or something like that. I think it is 3 hours and shit like that. There's about two good stories in them. The rest are kind of just like whatever. I kind of admire the ambition of the movie more than anything. It's kind of it has like that Boyhood feel to it. Like Boyhood, obviously they filmed with the same actors over like 20 something years or something like that. I like the ambition of Cloud Atlas and where it went and shit like that. As far as like being a creative film or something like that, but the movie as a whole doesn't really work. Just some parts.
Yeah, it just took him, you know, he went back to what he's good for in Captain Phillips and Saving Mr. Banks, that he kind of, like, went back in time from the 90s with, you know, Saving Private Ryan, Apollo 13.
Castaway was a 2000 film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was a huge film for him as well.
Yeah, and so was Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, Catch Me If You Can as well, yeah. He has some good 2000 hits or whatever.
He has more good than bad.
Yeah, I think he is one of those actors, and it just took me now to realize that, to be honest. I mean, after all these years of knowing him, it really did just take me now to notice that. Like, you know, I don't know why I give this guy more credit than he deserves, because he does have a lot more great movies than he does bad movies.
But I love his 80 movies, like Big and Money Pit, Dragnet. I love them. They're awesome.
Oh, Big is fucking awesome, yeah. Big is definitely a fucking classic.
Yeah, so, I mean, this was the start, because he did Philadelphia right before this.
Personally, he should get the Lifetime Achievement Award soon.
Doesn't he have it?
I don't know. I don't think he does. I don't remember seeing him get it, but he probably could. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he should get one, personally.
I thought he had one.
No, well, maybe he does, but shit, dude seems to be still making movies nowadays and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he vanished this year because he was like, I filled my quota from last year. I did like 3 movies. That's good enough.
Did you know that there was a sequel written for this?
Actually, yes, I did hear about that, yeah.
But it was already a script. It was called Gump and Company.
Gump and Company, oh, good lord.
And I guess it after 9/11, it was not a relevant movie anymore, which I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want to say about this film is I remember hearing a lot of people, I watched this movie as a kid. It's probably one of the most memorable movies you can watch as a kid. I don't know why. It just is. I guess it's because of the lines it quotes today and shit like that. It's one of those films where people still today quote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to put that up there on quality, but it's up there like with Jurassic Park and Back to the Future and shit like that or whatever, as far as like lines and shit like that you quote. And a lot of people kept talking about how sentimental this film was, whatever, and stuff like that. Rewatching it, because I haven't seen it in, I think last year I saw some bits and pieces of it, or maybe I saw the ending of it or something like that. Rewatching the whole way through now, I didn't really find it that sentimental.
No, well, as a kid, I'm surprised. I mean, as a kid, your attention span's not as long as it was as an adult. You know,
but I actually watched this movie all the way through as a kid, and I don't remember the length of it being this long. And then when I was rewatching it this time, I remember it was long, because then I looked at the time, I was like 2.5. I was like, God damn, I really haven't seen this movie the whole way through in a while.
This movie, you can feel the length.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I watched it late, too. I watched it like at, I want to say like 11:30.
So this wasn't like an Amistad that you were going to fall asleep during it.
No, you know what the thing was? I was tired already because I had got done, I had like literally like a couple hours ago, I just got back from the grocery store. I was putting up this Christmas tree and hanging up some Christmas shit or whatever and stuff. So I was just exhausted in general as far as not wanting to do shit. And then I stuck this movie on, and, I want to say like the last hour is when I started getting tired and shit like that. But it was more of just sitting there, just watching it and stuff. Because, the last hour I didn't really care for the film. I think the last hour though has more of these, as people would say, the more sentiment parts as far as what should be sentimental in the film, as far as which catch you by the heart, something like that. But I didn't really feel anything. I think the only time I really felt something, and maybe this is because this was Tom Hanks' performance, not just because of the movie, is when he asked Jenny if the kid was smart or not or something like that. That was the only time in the whole movie where I felt like, oh, that, where I got like probably choked up at the littlest too. Where I was like, well, it's nice that he addresses that he knows that now or whatever, and he actually asked if the kid is as slow as he is and stuff like that. I thought that was actually a nice touch to it. It's a shame that the movie didn't go that route more, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, is it hard? I mean, I don't know how. You can't really tell if your kid's going to be slow, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I don't know how old. I can't remember how old he was. He was a kid. I mean, was he like, what, 7, 6?
Well, he was going to school, his first day of school, so I'm assuming he might have been 5 or 6 then. So I'm jumping in that age.
He didn't seem slow.
No. You know, and I know some parents, and I don't even put them out there or whatever, that have, like, little kids that age that think their kid may be slow. And personally, I hate when they bring that shit up to me. And sorry if you're listening to this and you know who you are or whatever, shit like that. I hate when they bring that shit up to me because when you give them advice, well, you don't have kids, so you don't know. It's like, why the fuck are you telling me about it then?
Yeah.
It's like, what? See, why would you ask me for advice and when I tell you about it, you ain't gonna fucking listen? Like, well, why do you care? And then when you tell them that, they get an attitude about it. It's like, what the fuck?
It makes no sense. I mean, yeah, it's true. It makes no sense.
It's like, because I had a friend who was telling me that they think their daughter might be mentally slow, and I babysit the girl, I've played with her and stuff like that when I go over to the house and stuff like that. I don't see anything wrong with the child. I was like, she's fucking 4. I mean, how the fuck can you determine if she's fucking mentally slow or not? Maybe you just, I wanted to say, maybe y'all just bad parents. I don't fucking know.
Maybe you're slow.
Because you absolutely right. When do you absolutely know your kid is mentally? I know parents that have their kids that are literally 5 and younger on like medication because they think their child is slow. And I'm just like, you know that medication is probably fucking your kid up a little bit more. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna say it's like 99% gonna true.
You know, there's some scientists out there right now. Well, it's about 98% fact now that mentally challenged can happen in between kids of 4. It's like, shut the fuck up. You wouldn't know that. Kids are going to do dumb shit from 9 to 9, whatever. They're going to want the candy in the store. They're going to want to play with the toys, even though you told them shit like that or whatever. That's what the belt is for, man.
That's what the belt is for.
Beat that ass, man. Whatever shit. Oh, but I don't want to hit my kid because he's so fragile. And it's like, man, I got hit with Hot Wheels track. Come on now. Shit.
It's just,
I have a lot of friends that have like toddlers and shit like that. You can't tell them shit about their kid or whatever. So I'm not gonna lie, I distance myself from them. I
really it's because the parents think they know it all.
What was that?
They think they know it all.
They think they know it all, and then when you let years pass and you like go visit, when they invite you to come visit and you hang out and stuff, they ask you questions about the kids, and then I'm not gonna lie, I just do this, okay, and they're like, oh, you never want to say anything about it. It's like, well, because if I say something, you're just gonna be like, you don't understand, you don't get it, you don't have children, so you don't get it. It's like, why the fuck are you telling me about it then?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they some scenes it kind of seemed like Forrest was smarter than he was.
Yeah, which, what do they call it? I want to say, like, retard smart.
Well, there's retard strength.
Yeah, I know, retard strength. Oh, yeah, he has some retard strength, or I think that, and here's the thing, too, about mentally challenged. But once again, people, it's not us making fun of him. This is stating some facts here. I don't think that it's necessarily that Forrest or any other person with his problem is stupid. I think, like they say in the movie and any other mentally challenged kid or whatever, it just takes them a while longer to learn things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the average rate of how people are supposed to learn things right away or something like that, because I'm not going to lie, some things it take me a while to learn on. I mean, shit, it ain't going to, you know, most people can't pick things up right away or shit like that. And it took Forrest quite a while to learn some things and shit like that, but because obviously slower than, but I don't know. I think we're all rails around, and I'm no scientist or nothing like that, but I think it mainly comes to attention span. If you could pay attention long enough, I think that's why, you know, some foreigners may do better in school than Americans, is because Americans' attention span is pretty fucking small, to be honest.
Well, we live in the internet age.
Yeah.
And smartphones and tablets, you know, that's where the attention's at.
Where you have kids that are in third world countries and shit like that who are, like, excel in academics and shit like that. Are, like, because their attention span is nothing but focused on that right there.
Or they work at for 5 cents an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not to say that, you know, a lot of them are, that's not saying we know we're dumb, they're dumb or anything like that. That's just like a fact, to be honest.
No, it's, I think it's been a proven fact that Asians excel in math.
Oh, yeah. Man, look at that country. That shit revolves around numbers.
It does. If you have more than two kids, the other one dies.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think they're making more money than we do?
Yeah.
Why do you think their fucking economy is better than ours?
And why do you think everything comes from China?
Okay, thank you. Yes. Horrible Bosses did a segment. Tube did a segment under that or whatever. It's like, huh, let's see. I can buy this American product and pay you a shitload of money, or I can go to China and pay them shit nothing and get more quantity for it. Huh.
That's a conundrum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Everything is made in China these days. Everything is made in the Asian country. You read anything, you think it's American-made bullshit. You think your Mustang is made in America? Bullshit. Look at them parts.
The only thing that's probably made in America is the tires.
Yeah. Oh, and Snuggies.
No.
Goddamn Snuggies. The only thing that America makes these days is goddamn Snuggies and things to make your dick hard.
Like porn.
Yeah, I was going to say pills, but okay. Yeah, I guess.
Like porn.
No, but I think this is the first time watching the movie, though, I've actually tried to analyze it. And I think where people try to say, oh, it gets emotional and stuff like that, the only emotional part I saw in this whole movie, the 2.5-hour emotional film, where even the people dying, you don't really give a fuck about it, nothing like that, it was when he asked Jenny if his kid was mentally slow or not. And I really thought the movie, when I saw that scene, I don't know if that was Tom Hanks' great acting part on him. I really wish the movie would have probably followed more of him being this slow character or this slow person and shit like that. Because I don't know if you remember, this had a book attached to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That book was fucking horrible.
Oh, you read it?
I read it as a kid. My grandmother gave it to me and shit like that. Actually, I still think it's in my closet at my mom's house, my old closet over there. That book is fucking horrible.
I thought the emotional thing was when the mom died.
See, it probably was. You know, you're right. It was, but I didn't feel anything for the mom, see?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel... I hated Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a fucking cunt. Dude.
She seemed like she was stringing him along the entire time.
And, you know, I don't want bullshit on Jenny either, because she was raped as a child and shit like that. And, you know, by her father and shit. And I was... I don't know if you saw this movie called Short Term 12 that came out last year.
No.
People, check it out. It's on Netflix now if you want to see it. Short Term 12 is a movie that came out last year. It's pretty good. It's only an hour and 20 minutes, too, but it covers these kids that had, like, problems at homes and shit like that and stuff. And there's two of them where they tell you that they're cutters. They cut themselves and shit like that because their fathers raped them and molested them and shit as children and shit like that and stuff, or even still today, and beat on them and shit like that. I've never been in that situation. I don't know the effect that it has on people, but... You can see that effect had on Jenny. It pretty much made her want to commit suicide at times, and she was unsure of it. I do like that line, because I'm with you. I didn't like Jenny as much with her. I don't want to say relate to her, because I've never been in that situation, but I understand where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But one line I did like from her is when she told Forrest, "You don't want to marry me. I'm not good for you." I mean,
that was actually a powerful line.
I agree completely with that, because I was just like, even though Forrest may be slow and all that, you are absolutely right, Jenny. He is better than you. He is too good for you, to be honest. So, he's way better than you. This dude may have all the problems in the world or whatever and shit, but he is 20 times better, a better person than you ever be. I think that's probably, if you ask me, I think that might be one of the strongest parts of the film, to be honest, is that we're following two characters who have disabilities on their own rights and how they handle it.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't follow, thankfully you didn't follow Jenny, because I don't like Robin Penn a lot. I don't like her a lot. I think she was totally miscasted in this.
You thought she was miscast? I thought she was fine. I thought she was fine, that actress or whatever. She played that bitch traumatized part pretty well, if you ask me.
But you follow more. You always see glimpses, really, of her. And when they kind of meet.
Her life. Shit, yeah.
You don't see. You're putting a lot of assumption on what's happened to her. Compared to, like, Forrest, like, a lot of positive stuff has happened. He's, like, overcoming his disability.
She has not had a positive silver lining in her whole life. Like, can you imagine that shit? Like, I don't know what age she was in this movie. By the end of the movie, probably, like, I don't know, 30s, maybe. Uh-huh. Mid-30s or something like that. But all the way to when she was 6 years old, that girl has not fucking had a positive outlining in life.
No. Oh, actually, the only positive outline is probably her meeting Forrest.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Because everything else, like you said, you don't get to see her whole story, but every time they put a camera on her, she's doing something worse than what she did before.
Yeah, I noticed that too. She went down. She kept going down and down and down.
And it was nice to see. I think, once again, I think that's one of the strongest points of the film is that here you have a girl with all the smarts in the world because, you know, she taught Forrest how to read and stuff like that and everything. And you see her life spiraling downhill, where you see a guy who's been told pretty much his whole life that he'll never amount to anything or he'll never be this, and to see him pretty much become rich, I mean, damn near a billionaire pretty much and shit like that, have nothing but success in life and everything that he went into, mm-hmm. after being told he can't do this, can't do that. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, rewatching the movie, I never thought that I'd say this, but Forrest Gump is pretty goddamn inspirational. I'm not talking about the movie, I'm talking about the character himself. Because the shit he was doing and pulling off, you gotta respect the man for that.
Yeah.
Come on, Z. You gotta respect him.
I said, yeah. You gotta
respect him. He's done more. He's done more, achieved more as a mentally challenged person than most goddamn regular people have. He's fucking achieved more than my black ass has. He was pretty fucking inspirational. Even his whole. The shrimp thing, you know that was bullshit from the get-go. It's like, you ain't gonna catch it, you ain't a fisherman. For him to go out, get that boat, and then to succeed in that, I mean, he succeeded in everything he did. It's pretty fucking inspirational. I gotta give
him that. Well, it was a lot of, it seemed, like that's one of the points, the negative points I have, that he succeeded in everything he did. Like, when he was a college football player, he was all American just because he can run fast. Because he's running away from bullies. Yep. He saves Lieutenant Dan in Vietnam.
I don't know if that's a success, but because Lieutenant Dan wasn't happy about that.
He, you know, a massive ping pong player. He ran the entire country just because he wanted to run.
Ran it 3 years. That's some bullshit right there.
It's just that it seemed like they were shoving it down our throats that. He's anything he does, he's going to be stellar at.
See, I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that they were shoving that down our throats.
Well, he met, what, 3 presidents? I think. Yeah. I think it was 3.
War hero.
War hero.
He's a war hero. Obviously, he's going to meet presidents.
Yeah. So, and he got shot in the buttocks.
I mean, you go join the army right now. I'm sure you'll go meet President Obama soon.
Yeah, I'm too old for the army.
Yeah, government would want you. They'd be like, "Yeah, man, you do what now? You a pod? Get the fuck out of here! We need some real men in here."
We'll do a podcast from Iraq. I heard they got great internet.
Hi, I'm your professional podcaster for the war on Iraq, and oh my god, here comes the A-bomb.
Think of the hits. It's just, I just think that. It was just everything he did. Like, he was like kind of like being like, I know it was supposed to be inspirational because of his
mentally challenged,
and yeah. I get that. It's just that I didn't want to see a lot of it. I wanted to see more story about his life, and after he didn't even need to do the ping pong thing. That didn't seem right. You know what I mean? That didn't seem like it belonged in the movie.
Fine to me. What else would you do when you're in recovery? Yeah, answer that question now. What else would you do in recovery in the 70s?
Get high.
Not a goddamn thing. That's right. Okay. Not a goddamn thing.
Get high.
It's either ping pong or fucking air hockey. What else would you do in recovery? I didn't have a problem with that. I didn't catch that one or whatever. It's either watch some black and white TV bullshit or play ping pong.
Yeah. But
when you sick and shit like that, what do? You just sit in bed all goddamn day.
Yeah, it's like kind of like what happened to Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan was awesome.
Oh, yeah, Gary Sinise was awesome. He was probably...
I wish there would have been more of
him. When the thing with him, too, is that when Forrest was succeeding, he also met Lieutenant Dan, who was, you know, he was a drunk. He had no legs, sitting in a wheelchair, then he got...
What was that award they gave Forrest? I forgot the name of it.
The Medal of Honor?
Was it the Medal of Honor? Oh, okay, because I know he got, like, 2 awards or something like that. The one where Lieutenant Dan, I think where he got off TV, they gave you a goddamn Medal of Honor award. The fucking retard got a goddamn Medal of Honor award. Or whatever. I think what the movie does best, personally, is it covers the retard's success and watches these other people's failures.
It does. It does. And did you think that Gary Sinise was kind of coming off like the drill instructor from Full Metal Jackets a bit?
Oh, yeah.
A lighter version of it?
You know who he looked like, though? I knew it wasn't him, but I was just like, my God, man, that looked like it could be him. It looked like Dominic Cooper.
When he was in the war?
Yeah, when he was in the war.
I'm looking at a... Oh, yeah, I can see it now. I can look at a picture of him.
Like, people, if you don't know who Dominic Cooper is, it's Tony Stark's father in Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put a little mustache on him? I was like, I know that's not him, but I was like, I gotta look it up just in case. I was like, I gotta look this up because they got some similar features going on here and shit like that. I thought that character was funny as fuck because when he fell down in that wheelchair down that ramp,
that I actually got a nice kick out of that one.
I'm not gonna lie, the first hour of this film, I was laughing. Everything was fucking funny to me. Boy, your mom sure does cares about your education.
The mom was a slut.
I laughed my ass off because, first of all, I told Z this earlier. I told him this is if you live in Alabama or anything like that, this is a goddamn insult to all you motherfuckers. You white motherfuckers out there, this is an insult to white people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sits up there and tells you, you guys are some redneck fucks back there. I love it. See, it's taken. It's taken. I was laughing my ass off. I'm sorry, but the fact that you motherfuckers were retarded back then. It was funny because watching it from Forrest's point of view, everybody else to me was retarded.
That's why he did see that. Maybe that's the way he saw things.
No, because he kind of comes out and says he knows he's stupid and shit. He said that a couple of times in the film. I don't think he saw everyone else as retarded. It would have been nice if they would have had that moment, though, where, because there is that, when he says he knows he's stupid and shit, like when he said that, it would have been nice if he told, Jenny would have told him, you're stupid sometimes, and it would have been nice to hear him say, well, maybe just the world is stupid sometimes. You ever thought about that? And I think they kind of skid away from that line by saying stupid is, the stupid does, or something like that. He said that like 4 fucking times, whatever, and shit. I was like, you know, instead of saying these fucking country bumbling fucking lines like that or whatever, you could probably put some heart into that where when someone calls him stupid by saying good or better lines, and maybe, I don't know, maybe just because he's fucking retarded, can't think of something that clever or whatever, but it would have been nice to see a heartfelt moment like that if he would have just been able to say, maybe, you ever thought that maybe I'm not the stupid one? It would have been nice for him to tell Jenny off.
You would seriously would think that, but Forrest is such a kind guy. You know, I would say the most violent thing he was in... Well, he wasn't really violent in the war.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he's beating people's ass for touching Jenny.
Yeah, that was actually great. That was actually a great scene with Ian.
Remember the first time he punched a dude with the sound effect noise that was made? I was like, damn, that's some great technical work right there, whatever. I was like, damn, he must be hitting the motherfucker hard. Like, Tom Hanks is a big motherfucker, if y'all know if people realize that or not. That's a big
He is. He's like 6'6", I think.
Yeah, he's a big fucking dude. And this is back then when he was in shape and shit, so, you know, he lands a punch on your ass. That shit must hurt like a motherfucker. But I don't know, maybe that was, I guess that's one of those more, I wish the movie would have did this than it is.
Remember, he had to gain a lot of weight because he did Philadelphia before this, and he had to look like he had AIDS. So yeah, he had to bulk up big. And he actually did. He actually looked pretty good when he got to the Vietnam shit.
Well, I was going to say, I must have remembered this movie differently because I thought it was going to end with, if I'm not mistaken, I thought it was going to end with him dying or something like that because he caught HIV as well.
Is that what it was? Is that why she died?
Yeah, that's what they were going with that one.
Okay. Okay, I was thinking that. I was like, but I wasn't positive.
See, I must have thought of a completely different movie because I thought it ended with him dying of that and it was like, oh, we didn't know why or whatever, but he caught the virus. And she gave him the virus or something like that.
Oh, that would have made Jenny a hater. People hated Jenny.
but you're right. The dude was too... I think he was too stupid for his own good. And he was too kind. He never once got an attitude or anything like that. It would have been fucking perfect, though. This is one of those, I wish the movie would have did this lines, whatever. I wish the movie would have did that, though, where Jenny told him, you know, I can't, you're too good for me, I can't marry you, and he walked out the door. Instead of walking out the door, if he would have told her, that would have been fucking perfect, right on the key or whatever. That actually would have made that, because I thought the last hour was pointless. I thought it was boring. You probably feel like you could have cut a lot of that out. This movie is 2.5 hours. It did not need to be 2.5 hours. You could have made it an hour and 45 minutes, personally.
Or an hour and a half, you know.
The shit was pandering that last hour, and the more, even though I think that, because I'm bringing up a lot of points right now with Jenny and Forrest, which are some of, as far as, like, the lessons learned or whatever, shit like that, I think it's some of the best parts of the movie. I think some of those parts are the most boring parts of the film as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jenny is that fucking horrible of a character.
She's absolutely probably the worst character out of the whole movie.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because even people like Bubba, like, that nigga was funny.
how long did they go, just him naming Shrimp?
Like fucking 3 nights or something like that. What's wrong with your lip, boy? I was born with big gums, sir. So, well, tuck that shit in before you get a shot off.
I love Gary Sinise, and it's a shame that I don't want to say he's not as big as he could have been.
How old is that guy now? Because he looked like he could have been...
I want to say in his 60s.
Yeah, I thought he might have been even older. Because I was like, man, at the end of this film, he looked like he was pushing mid-late 30s. Because he looked older at the end of the film.
Yeah, he did. But it's just, he could have been such a big name, especially after, you know, Apollo 13 and then Ransom.
Yeah.
It's just that he kind of just fell off the earth.
Maybe he just didn't give a fuck no more.
It's possible, because I think he's doing NCIS or something like that, isn't he? Or CSI, yeah, he's doing CSI.
I think I've gotten to the point where I don't want to say, like, actors could have been big stars nowadays. I think they just don't give a fuck. I'm starting to find out a lot about a lot of actors nowadays after I've been watching a lot of interviews this year. Some of them just don't care.
Yeah, he hasn't the last thing he's done on screen, he was the narrator in Captain America. Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
That's the last thing he did.
You get paid a lot for fucking movies or whatever and shit, so that's another reason. Maybe he's just good with his money. He was like, I don't need to work and shit like that. Like Oprah Winfrey, we all know that bitch don't have to work a day in her life.
No.
But she still does it.
No, pass some of that shit to me.
Yeah, shit, I'd love to have some of your fucking money. I'll dress up like an African and take some of your money. That's wrong. That's fucked up.
That was wrong.
Don't give me no Sacagawea coin, bitch. What's wrong with you? Uh-oh, can't talk bad about Oprah. She'll ban your show.
Yeah. I think if it wasn't Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump, Sinise would have been the best in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, the Lieutenant Dan parts, which I thought was just awesome, I love that scene where he drags Forrest down to the floor and is like, look at me! Look at my legs! I'm some kind of freak now! I was laughing my ass off. I'm not going to lie. That dude was straight up serious. Destiny! It was my destiny to die out there.
Well, he blamed Forrest for saving him.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know, Lieutenant Dan, Forrest tells a story about him where he's had every one of his family, his great-great-grandfathers fought in every American war there was and have died on the battlefield. So mm-hmm. It's pretty much Lieutenant Dan's destiny to die on the battlefield or whatever. And he felt like Forrest cheated him from that.
Which I could see that, especially in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
I could see
especially
that.
If you're a lieutenant, too.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather die or be legless?
I think I'd rather die.
Well, he had that hot Asian.
Yeah, I'd rather die. The thing about it is, obviously neither one of us has been in a war. I think where his guilt comes from more is not only he believes it was in his destiny, but he believed he should have died on the battlefield with the rest of his men because he's the leader figure for that team, and he felt like he let that team down mm-hmm. by dragging them into that or whatever and shit like that. So, yeah, I don't think he felt right in his own world knowing that he could live a life still, or even half a life, if you will. Half a life knowing that he could live and everybody else is dead and shit like that. That's a lot of guilt to carry on your shoulders.
It's good. I mean, do you think Bubba, do you think it was right for him to die? Or do you think if he didn't die, the shrimp company probably never happened?
It probably never would have happened if Bubba would have fucked it up. Bubba was slower than fucking everything or whatever. I mean, when that dude Forrest sat on that bus and looked at Bubba, just looked at, I was like, God damn, this nigga.
Now, was Bubba retarded too? Or was he just stupid?
I'm assuming he's both.
Well, Army was, they were looking for anyone.
I'm assuming he's probably a little bit slow because of his background. When Forrest went to go see his family and shit like that, it looked like he didn't really have that much of an education and shit like this. I'm going to say he's probably stupid.
I did love the reaction of the other soldiers when he was naming all the shrimps.
Yeah.
That was shrimp actually...
fried shrimp, coconut shrimp, pineapple shrimp, you can do shrimp with everything. I'm telling you, Forrest, we're going to travel the world and sell all kinds of shrimp. You can boil shrimp, break it, fry it. Making it, you can do anything with shrimp. These days, I was like, God damn, dude. Oh my God, that was the most racist character I woke up. My name's Benjamin Earl III, but you can call me Bubba. That was radio before radio.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding tried to be Bubba, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Channel in your inner Bubba. I'm telling you, though. Might be the most popular thing out of this thing because I still hear those quotes from Bubba, and like I said, that bubblegum shrimp is actually, that's a real thing.
I think what's the big quotes? Run, Forrest, run. Life is like a box of chocolates. Run.
Life's like a box of chocolate. Stupid is a stupid does.
There you go.
Well, I don't want to use that no more. I remember that used to be in the 90s or whatever. I don't know if people use it as much no more. And then people just make fun of Bubba with them shrimp lines.
With the lip.
Yeah, with the lip. Yeah, my fucking mother does that. Hey, she does. Be one, I made just fried shrimp, little shrimp, coconut shrimp. I was like,
I got a question. I'm kind of confused on this. Lieutenant Dan buys Bubba's gun, or he invests in Bubba Gun Shrimp, right?
I guess he was like co-partner in it anyway.
But he said he did something with Apple Computers too.
Yeah, Forrest bought shares into Apple's computer as well.
Okay.
And this nigga thought, remember when he said, but he helped me get invested into some company that was some kind of fruit company that was with Apple's or whatever. And they opened up a lot. I was like, God damn, this nigga is that goddamn retarded. Shit. I was like, God damn, dude. You know what's not only what I think this movie is inspirational, it's also a fuck you too. Because like, God damn, this nigga got all these fucking billions of dollars and shit. And you don't even have fucking Apple computers in. Fuck, man.
If he had all this money, why was he living at that house?
Oh, just because he lived in generations of his family. I think okay. He was just trying to honor in his family. I don't think he knew any better neither, to be honest.
That's when he can get his money taken from him.
Would you move from that house, though? I mean, that ain't a lot of No, you got a lot of land. It was pretty big and shit.
I would at least maybe fix it up.
Yeah, I would fix it up, but I don't know if I would have moved from it.
It was Alabama, you know. They, you know, $10 seems like a lot for them.
Well, I was about to say, it's Alabama. My black ass would never been in there in the first place, but we got some goddamn coons trying to go to our school. Mama said when the raccoons come to our porch, we just spray them with a little camera. No, Forrest, not a goddamn raccoon. Talking about colored people. Excuse me, miss. You dropped your book. This nigga was in the middle of a racial discrimination case.
The Black Panthers? They throw in the Black Panthers, too?
No, I was talking about when the black people started going to, when they started mixing black and white schools, and he helped that, when that lady dropped her book.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What else?
It was like, is that Forrest fucking Gump helping that nigger out?
That was when he was at the college.
Yeah, that's when he's at the college. Yeah.
And the coaches see him, then he gets hazed.
Yeah, he gets hazed for it. They was like, that goddamn is Forrest fucking Gump. Oh, come on, it's like y'all have to know. I mean, he's slow. He don't know no fucking better. Like, you gonna use the word coon with him? Like, he gonna know the fuck that he knows what that means?
He probably thinks it's a real raccoon.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh, God.
Shit. Like, I'm sorry. White people back then was fucking retarded. I'm sorry. They was more retarded than the fuck. After going over that line, he really should have said maybe the world is retarded. Did you ever think about that, damn? Because how are you going to sit up here and get angry at a person you know is retarded, who you kept calling retarded in the football game? Remember, they kept saying, run, you stupid son of a bitch, that way. You stupid motherfucker, whatever shit. And you're going to get mad at him because he helped a black person out because you told him it was a coon. Like, you don't know the fucking difference.
Yeah. Did you notice that they really made the, like, everyone that wasn't Forrest stupid?
It was Alabama.
True.
I mean, I don't want to talk about Alabama's educational system, but it's pretty fucked down there. You don't believe me? Ask Mac 2.0. No, I'm just playing.
He does live down there.
Yeah, he's living in Alabama. And he regrets every minute of it. I mean, it's the, what was it? It was the 60s or the 50s, Alabama. I mean, come on. I mean, what do you expect from these people? I don't expect anything intelligent from these niggas at all. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my god, that shit was hilarious. I love this coach though. I'm not gonna lie. When he was like, "Run, you stupid fucker! You stupid son of a bitch! You," I kept calling him that. I was just like, "Damn, dude." He's like, "Yeah, that boy might be the stupidest motherfucker alive, but he sure can't run fast."
And that's all was the football team cared about.
Which is funny, because even in 2014, that's all you care about.
Yeah, it's true. I still have no idea why he did the 3-year coast-to-coast thing.
Oh, the running thing? Yeah, that was just mind fucking. I don't even like the story he told, neither would it. When I ate, when I was hungry, I ate. When I was tired, I slept. When I ran, I ran. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. Alright. And that was part of that last hour I was telling you about. That last hour, mm-hmm. When that came out, it's just like, okay, you could've cut all this shit out, personally.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that was just, I think, to get him as a celebrity, quote-unquote celebrity, which he was.
How could that guy not have known who he was? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
There's a lot of questions. But a lot of stuff like that, it just, it had to bring Jenny back into the story, because that's the reason why she sent him the letter about meeting, is because he was a celebrity. You know what I mean?
She's now telling him about this kid.
Yeah, and they didn't have. I'm confused. When did they have sex? Like at college, right?
No, it was. You remember when after that scene where she said, "I can't marry you," or whatever, and she snuck into his room when he was sleeping that night.
Oh, with his roommate or her roommate?
No, it was later in the movie. It was where she moved back in with.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They had sex that time, or whatever, and then she just vanished and shit like that. That's when he went for that run for 3 years and shit like that, whatever. My thing is though, I understand her rape to the child thing by her father and shit like that. Why that bitch couldn't tell him that he had a kid on the way or something like that, huh? What the fuck was her problem?
Yeah, that's why she's, I mean, she Jenny was, like, just stringing him along. It's like, she didn't care about him.
She's an understandable character where she comes from, but she, this movie doesn't help her, like, it doesn't help you like her at all. Like, and the movie is 2.5 hours. You completely forget about her at the beginning of the film where she comes off as this character and you understand why and shit like that. After the first hour and shit, you're like, okay, that's fine, whatever. But then the second hour rolls around, you're just like, okay, you know what? Now she's just being a fucking straight up bitch and shit like that with this dude. Like, seriously?
Mm-hmm. God.
I wonder if she gave him AIDS. I'm not gonna lie.
That, I'm kind of with you. That would have made a more powerful ending.
I mean, come on, they had sex. She was dying. I mean, well, unless she was fucking in that 3-year time span that they were missing and shit like that. So wait a minute, that kid was 3 then.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know how many years passed after...
Fuck that kid.
After he took her and the kid in. I don't know how many years passed after that, so...
Fuck that kid. We both know who that kid is.
Yeah, unfortunately. That kid can go to hell.
Then you're punishing that kid by naming him Forrest. Come on.
Was his daddy name Forrest?
I can't... What was the book he was reading? Do you remember?
I don't think they ever said the name of it, to be honest.
I know it was like some... Like, it was Forrest's favorite book or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, because it showed up at the end of the film, but the title of it was so fucking small, you couldn't even see it. And I don't remember ever seeing the name of it or nothing like that, so...
One thing that kind of annoys me is that he's telling a story to the strangers on the bench waiting for the bus. If I was a stranger, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, leave me alone, you know?
The black person had the most realistic reaction to everything. He was just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is pretty much, I'm not listening to what you're saying, but mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
the old lady, obviously the old lady would be interested because she's old and ain't got nobody else to fucking talk to.
And the fat man just wanted the chocolate, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I thought it was pretty characteristic of all of you.
But he was waiting for the bus, and this is his town, right?
I don't know what town they were in, actually, with Jenny, because that looked like a city.
Okay, I thought that was the city he grew up in.
Nah, his city, he didn't grow up in no city, he grew up in a fucking country. That Greenbow is a fucking country. No.
Because you're like, she's only 6 blocks away. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, if Forrest...
I thought it was boring. I'm not gonna lie, I thought that last hour was just fucking boring.
He needed a GPS, come on. That's like Blair Witch getting lost in the woods. Nobody gets lost nowadays.
My thing is, though, obviously Jenny had all those photos of him and stuff like that. Nobody on that bus thing recognized him.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, fucking seriously? Like, I mean, let's just say this. Rather he was in a bigger city or not, these people ain't got shit else to do in the goddamn 70s or 80s or whatever fucking time frame it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So they should have fucking knew who he was, personally, if you ask me. That's just me, though.
Well, okay, he met 3 presidents, Medal of Honor, ping pong, you know, did the 3-mile run.
Bubblegum shrimp.
Bubblegum shrimp.
Which was the biggest thing out of everything he did.
Yeah, because that hurricane wiped out everything, except his boat, which yeah, I'm like, come on.
And plus, you know, obviously his shrimp shit was all in the paper and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
It's like, so when that old dude was just laughing at him, it was just like, I'm supposed to believe you created bubblegum shrimp. It's like, okay, how could you not, okay, whatever. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know, I thought the last hour was the weakest, personally. I thought the last hour, they missed a lot of beats that they should have probably hit. But I think they were just trying to keep it. Was this PG-13?
Had to have been. Or PG.
Maybe they were just trying to keep it fucking family-friendly. I don't know, but I thought it could have been stronger than it was. I thought that's where it really dropped the ball in that last hour.
I'm looking. It's either PG-13 or PG. It's PG-13.
Before that, though, I gotta say, though, there's a lot of fucking scenes in here that where he meets up with Jenny, I thought were just pointless and boring.
It's a nice coincidence.
I think this was the first one, before he goes to Vietnam, and he sees her in the club and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that we need to follow Jenny just a little bit and see her in fucked up positions and shit like that, but I was like, even that scene just felt whatever. Personally, as much as I love the dynamic of what they tried to do with Jenny and Forrest and shit like that, you could have took all the Jenny shit out, personally. I thought it was boring. Especially if you wasn't going to hit those beats that it should have hit in the last hour.
Do you think it seemed rushed?
Huh?
Do you think it seemed rushed?
No, I didn't seem think it seemed rushed. It just, I don't know, it just felt, it felt safe.
Yeah, they needed a safe ending. That's why I kind of think why Forrest didn't get AIDS, you know?
Which, he had to, right? Because, I mean...
They're not smart enough to have, protection during that time.
Well, his point, he don't even know what protection is, probably, and shit like that. I love that part, though, when he came, when he grabbed her titty. That shit was hilarious, dude. I was like, man, when I saw that, I was like, how can Z not love this first hour? That shit had me laughing my ass off.
Mm.
That shit was hilarious, dude. He was like, oh, oh, oh. She was like, I bet that never happened. He was like, oh, no.
And I remember that. That was when her roommate was in the room.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, I think I ruined your roommate's robe. And she was like, I don't like her anyway.
No, I just didn't like. I kind of think if
that first hour worked, I laughed a lot.
I think if they really got maybe rid of Jenny, but they needed they needed a love story. They needed that because he fell in love with her like right from the get, right?
Yeah, right away.
If they would have
his only friend.
Yeah, actually, well, besides his mom, and was it a doctor who had sex with the mom? Was it a doctor?
That was a teacher.
The teacher, that's right.
Or I think it was the principal or dean or whoever he was for that school.
Yeah. Your mom sure cares about your education.
Well, what is normal, at say the least, whatever? The normal percentile is about 80%. Here's average right here. Your boy is about right here. Is there a Mr. Gump, Mrs. Gump? I was like, damn.
They really played her off like a slut. Aunt May turned was a slut.
I don't think she's a slut. She only had that one fucking scene. Everything else was nothing of her. That's why I didn't feel anything for her when she died. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
I don't want to say, because I do like Sally Field as an actor.
See, I'm on the fence, but I don't think I like her as an actress, to be honest.
No?
No. Like, seeing her, like, because I know everybody was saying, oh, she's a better choice for Iron Man, Spider-Man, just seeing her, seeing her in Lincoln, and I was just like, I don't think I like her as an actress.
She pretty much plays the same character a lot.
Yeah. Boring, annoying character, yeah.
Boring, annoying, yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, she'll get her own movie soon.
Aunt May.
Yeah, Aunt May, the movie. May 2015. Coming to a theater near you.
Oh, that's going to be a great movie.
I know you can't wait. How about some final thoughts, Dozy?
I would. It's not. This ain't getting a fuck it. That's, you know, I can't give it a fuck it. I'm gonna probably give it a stream it.
Would it be what?
I'm gonna give it a stream it.
Okay. It's boring.
Yeah, it is. I think Tom Hanks was really good as far as Gary Sinise was out of this world great. Obviously his best role, like, to date. It's just the Jenny character, I didn't like her. A lot of coincidence meeting her, you know, anytime Forrest did something, oh, there's Jenny every single time.
What a groupie ass.
Yeah, you know, the quotes, we've already said them, they were pretty top-notch. Dialogue was pretty good. It's just, I didn't like that he, you know, everything he did was, he was an instant sensation at.
See, I got a question. I don't even think the dialogue was really great, to be honest.
I would say the stuff with him and Dan, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan's was great. It was simple, but for the time period, because this started in the 50s, right? And then it went to...
Yeah, I guess you're right about that then.
When did it end? 80s?
Yeah, I guess it was like late 80s, I want
to
say.
I was figuring that too. I'm like, is this the 80s or the 90s? I'm not sure. Because he was dressed like he was in the 50s.
Yeah, and everything else, that city that they were in where Jenny was at, that she lived in, it looked so modern and updated to 90 area or whatever, but I'm not personally sure on that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure on.
It'll probably say it somewhere on a synopsis on somewhere, but.
But it's a good one-time viewing. This is a movie you should see once in your life and then wash your hands of it because you are done with it.
I think the only reason why you'd probably go see it personally for that one time is just, damn, where did that quote come from? I gotta see the movie where that came from. Everybody always say that.
They showed this in school to me. I remember we watched it in school. I think it was history class.
I don't think I've ever seen this in school. I can't remember, at least. I don't know if I've seen this in school.
But I remember they showed this in school. And I think because the historical things with, like, the Black Panthers, Vietnam, stuff like that. Watergate, they did the Watergate thing.
Yeah, but to even show you this in the school to go over that, those things were so small in the movie or whatever. It's like, it was more like a visual side effect of the movie, to be honest.
Well, you gotta admit, when this movie came out, this movie flocked. This movie got flocks of people.
Yeah.
This was like what you said, this is kind of like the Jurassic Park without the dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's not me saying quality wise if it's a good movie. It is definitely one of those movies up there that everyone knows about.
Yeah, you got the number one director at the time, Zemeckis, and a rising actor who was, I think he just won the Academy Award for Philadelphia.
Yeah, and if anyone remembers fucking Tom Hanks from anything that's like not a film buff or anything like that, it's gonna be Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I want to say Saving Private Ryan, but...
No, not Saving Private Ryan. That's a film buff movie.
But, yeah, Tom Hanks is supposed to know to be known for Forrest Gump.
It was probably his, I guess, bigger mainstream-wide audience film.
I want to say yes.
Yeah, it was one of those, it has the most quotable lines and stuff like that. Not for us. I'm not going to lie. I fucking hate those lines. I fucking hate those lines. I'm kind of sick of them goddamn lines. I mean, they are truthful lines. Don't get me wrong. Whatever. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you get, shit. But I fucking hate that line.
Do you say that line?
No, goddamn well I don't say that fucking line. You know, how long you fucking know me? You going to sit around and say that goddamn line.
What would you do if you saw...
That was at a Bubble Gump restaurant. That was part of the question.
What would you do if they made a black version of Forrest Gump?
What was that, Zeke?
What would you do if they made a black version of Forrest Gump?
They did. It was called Bubba.
Wait, what?
It was called Bubba.
There's a Bubba movie?
Nah, he was just in this movie.
Oh.
He was the Black Forrest Gump.
I want to see a prequel of fucking Lieutenant Dan.
Shit, I want to see the after story of Lieutenant Dan where he has to go back to the war. He has to fight in Iraq.
With no legs.
Yeah, with no legs and shit like that. He's a cyborg soldier. He has to fight a battleship.
That's called Elysium. No, but what's your thoughts on it?
My final thoughts is, first hour I laughed my ass off. I thought it was hilarious as a fucking retardation.
I don't think it was aiming to be funny.
I don't think so either. That's why it was so funny. But I thought it was great. It made a great comedy. How about that then?
There you go.
But after that first hour, the comedy just went away. Like, slowly faded away. I don't know. I guess for me, it just wasn't funny no more. The acting on Tom Hanks' part is great. I love Tom Hanks in this movie. Everyone else I didn't care for besides Lieutenant Dan. Bubba was just funny as a visual gag.
He was in the movie, what, 10 minutes?
Oh, shit, probably less than that, maybe 8 minutes, something like that. But, his biggest on-screen camera was just Fry Shrimp, Wilson and Shrimp. That was the longest he was ever fucking on screen for and shit. Forrest, why did this happen? You got shot, Bubba. See, yeah, that's why it's hard to be emotional about this. How can you be emotional about this shit? It's hilarious. He's hilarious. He died. That's fucked up. I do like the idea of what they could have done with this film, even though they didn't do. I thought the last hour was boring, personally. I was like, it's... Mm-hmm. And then, as much as I started thinking about, well, they could do this with them, they didn't do anything, and they felt like they played it safe. I don't know. That's where it kind of just dragged on for me and shit like that. I thought the only emotional part in the whole movie, actually, is when he asked Jenny if his son was retarded or not. I was like, wow, they really should have played off that a little bit more if this movie was going to go on for another 20 goddamn minutes. But it went on for another 20 goddamn minutes, and it didn't go that route. And I was like, wow, all right, well, now I'm just seeing him feed this bitch as she dies. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Like you said, Jenny's character is fucking horrible. I mean, I understand where she's coming from at the beginning as a child, but then later the film goes on, you're just like, man, fuck this bitch, dude. You can fuck her down a holy grail. I'm going to give it a high streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in that area. I'm with you on, yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime view, but even I got to question that. It's just like, yeah, it's probably just once-in-a-lifetime just so you could, because like you said, those quotes get said so many fucking times, whatever. At one point in your life, you'll be like, I got to watch the movie where that comes from, so that'd probably be the only reason why. But once you hear him, you just be like, oh.
Do you think, like, kids nowadays would actually go out and watch it now?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
This seems like, well, with Amistad last week, that we said that was for an older version of old
Tom
people.
Tom Hanks is that's the kind of actor he is, though. I don't think he brings in really people. I don't think he brings in people around my age and younger, to be honest.
No, yeah, because he's no Channing Tatum or whatever.
No, he does. I don't think he does that. Even when I saw Captain Phillips and Save Mr. Banks, there was a lot of older people in the movie.
Yeah, Tom Hanks has the older crowd. He's not like the new generation of actors who, god damn it. We only have like two probably good ones.
Yeah, we got
Michael B.
The Kitch of Death and Jai Courtney. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna say anyone that's been in a fucking like date movie, epic movie type thing.
Oh yeah. Jai Courtney.
Suicide Squad fool.
Yeah, okay.
It's just Tom Hanks is good for what he does. I mean, emotional drama wise, he is probably one of the best.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one, man. I've some recent movies I've been watching with him where he's supposed to deliver in a scene. I think he really stands out in delivering them scenes. Like, I don't, once again, going back to that Captain Phillips scene where he was showing the PTSD, I don't think I've ever seen a scene like that in any movie before. And that was great on Tom Hanks' part to see that he still got it. The scene where he asked Jenny if his son was mentally challenged or not, whatever shit, I thought he stood out in that one. Like, throughout that whole movie, I thought his acting was good for playing that character, but that was the first time in that whole movie I thought that character really stood out as, like, something you can relate or emote to. Mm-hmm. When he said that, I was like, wow, I feel something for him now. And it's not on a comedic level neither, so.
Yeah. But.
I've been watching some recent Tom Hanks film, man. Like you said, the dude knows how to deliver some great emotional scenes, man.
He's at without a doubt that you can actually feel the drama based on his acting. And you don't say, You can't say that a lot with a lot of actors.
No, you can't. He really is a... What do they call it? I think they call Tom Hanks a national treasure.
I would say so. It's him. I would say him, Denzel, maybe De Niro?
I don't know about that no more.
he has a lot of bad movies.
Shit, when the last time he made a good movie? Shit.
Heat. 20 years ago?
Man, he should have just stopped. Seriously, he should have just stopped and became a director or something like that, because, man, he fucked his career up, really.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Grudge match.
He really fucked. I've never seen someone fuck their career up as much as Robert De Niro did.
He's like Samuel. But Samuel takes the fun roles, though. He has fun with it.
Yeah, exactly. At least Samuel can say, I've at least got some good movies with them bad movies. What can Robert De Niro say? You performing shit every goddamn year.
De Niro was good in the 70s and 80s. But, you know.
It's such a shame.
It is.
Hey, but ready to get some questions on?
Yes. Interesting. I'm very curious on these ones.
I got one from June Bozer. It says, yeah, I'm with you guys. And he's talking about Amistad. He says, yeah, I'm with this guy with this movie. This movie was a hell of a boring time. Something of an important subject matter, and yet so damn boring. Can you guys think of other films where the subject matter was highly important, but the movie was either dull or just didn't deliver?
I think you said it last week. I haven't seen it, but Lincoln.
Yeah, definitely Lincoln. Man, I told you, man. I think I told you, Lena, the crowd. I told everyone, man. My movie theater experience for that was just like, really? Because, obviously, it's a Spielberg movie. It was a screener. Spielberg's another one. He gets that older crowd in there now or shit like that or whatever. So, at least for these period piece ones he does and shit like that. And like I said, there's two sides of Spielberg, and his period piece ones always bring in that older crowd there. And I'm sitting in the middle between two old ladies and shit. And when the movie's wrapping up, these two old ladies are staring at me crying, and they put me in the most uncomfortable scene of a situation I've ever been in the theater. I was just like looking. I was like trying to get up, but then they were just like, oh, don't forget to fill out your cards and let us know what you thought about them. I was like, God damn it, shit.
Do you think Spielberg's a draw now compared to what he was back in the day?
I don't think people really give a shit about Spielberg these days.
I agree with you. I mean, I see the next question, so I won't bring it up, but he's had his biggest were in the back in the day, which were box office sensations and cult classics. You know, these movies are classics. Yeah. Nowadays, he's just doing boring shit.
Yeah, boring. Like you said, War Horse, Lincoln, Amistad. Did he have anything come out this year?
No. We talked about it because it's Oscar season, so.
Oh, he's late. That's why. He's like, fuck, missed my opportunity. I'm supposed to release something now or whatever and shit. Yeah, I think the dude's personally fucking boring, though, when it comes to that. Like you said, big blockbusters is his thing.
Yeah. He kind of fucked his career. Well, would you say he fucked his career up?
I remember there was a time where a Spielberg movie, he goes into a studio, he can get any movie made. I think recently he couldn't get this movie, one of these movies made. So I think that nobody really gives a shit about him no more.
Unless you were a hardcore film buff who's like just oozes fucking Clooney, kind of like how people ooze over Ridley Scott, who I think's overrated.
Yeah, I even think Ridley Scott's fame is dropping now because his last works ain't been that great either.
Prometheus sucked.
Yeah, I told you, man, Michael Fassbender don't make bad movies, and then The Counselor came out, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. That movie, I remember hyping that movie up so much, like, oh my God, man, look at this cast, it's incredible and shit. My God, Ridley Scott, you fucked that movie up completely. I've never seen a movie.
And he was the bright spot. He was, like, the brightest spot in fucking Prometheus.
Michael Fassbender was the only thing I liked about Prometheus. And the cinematography and shit like that. I liked the look of it, but that other story, that story was stupid as fuck. So what is that supposed to be? It's an invitation. It's like, ain't no goddamn invitation. What the fuck? Okay. What it is with white people always thinking aliens are sending them an invitation and shit?
Because we're white.
Oh, man. Yo, you guys really that bored? Like, seriously?
Touche.
Then that ending, man, that ending was just like, are you serious? Okay, alright. I heard they just started filming for Prometheus 2.
Oh, God.
It's like, okay.
Is Elba in it?
Yeah, he comes back as a head, too.
Spielberg, I'm trying to think of another dull movie.
It's funny that you bring up Prometheus, because I'm looking at the Blu-ray right now that I have. Someone gave me the Blu-ray 3D version of it and shit. I'm looking at this cover and I'm just like, this is a thick ass Blu-ray cover, but I'm like, yeah, I don't think I've ever watched this on
I got it as a gift too, and I haven't even watched it.
People always give me bad big movies for fucking gifts and shit. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Wait, she said interesting subject matter, right?
Yeah, important subject matter.
Oh. I was gonna say knowing, but
Ain't the shit important about that.
I'm just trying to...
I got one. Obviously, Lincoln, that was a good one that I brought up, but that was last week. Tyler Perry's Temptation.
What? You hate Tyler Perry.
I fucking hate that movie. Well, see, the thing, it wasn't boring, so I can't coach you on that, June. Because you said if it was so damn boring. This one wasn't boring. It was interesting, all right. It was interesting how stupid it was. But it was supposedly supposed to have an important subject matter, which was HIV and AIDS. And goddamn, that movie go all around the goddamn world to get to HIV and AIDS. I was just like, Jesus Christ. And you know what's more insulting about that movie is this. We're on the cusp of when Dallas Buyers Club came out and getting all this rave and important talk and shit like that. Obviously black people go see Tyler Perry movies and shit. To hear the black audience, when I'm trying to get to the bathroom, hear these old black women talking about, Tyler Perry's just a director that just talks about topics and subject matters that no one else, other director, talks about. I'm just hearing it, and I'm just like, oh!
Oh, I just thought of one.
What you got?
We covered it. United 93.
United 93, that is a good one, yeah. Oh, man, I hated that movie. I fucking hated that. Wow, going back now, you remember? I hated that. I thought that movie was fucking horrible.
Yep. That movie was just a training thing for the airlines. That's all it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, fucking airline. Like, I want to sit up and it reminded me of that movie. What was that movie that Benedict Cumberbatch and Daniel Brühl came out? The Fifth Estate, I think.
Yeah, about the stock market.
By Wiki.
Yeah, that's it. WikiLinks.
Yeah, WikiLinks and shit. And then to see them behind a computer for the whole goddamn movie, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck they doing, man. Show me the story. Shit. Why are you showing me their technical worker, what they did on the computer and shit? I don't give a fuck about codes and all this or whatever.
Yeah, United 3, you know, very important subject matter for our generation. It's that movie was God. Just listen to our review, you know. Listen, because we completely just pretty much had the balls to say what that movie was really about.
Yeah, I thought the movie was bullshit, and I will argue that statement to the death of me. I thought it was bullshit. I forgot how much bullshit that movie was after rewatching it, which mm-hmm. I don't... Was that your pick or mine? I don't remember.
I think it was yours.
Oh, okay, well...
Because I think I picked World Trade Center.
Did you?
I think so.
I don't remember.
We don't keep track of our picks, do we?
No, we don't. Whatever. I don't even know who picked what where. But I thought it was bull. Rewatching, I was just like, wow, this is some bullshit. I'm sorry. I can't believe people actually liked this or felt something for it, but they only felt something for it just because of the time it came out.
Yeah. I was also thinking Titanic, but when it hit the iceberg, that's when it got really exciting, though.
You think that was an important subject matter?
Titanic?
Yeah. That's not an important subject matter. We're talking about important subject matter such as, like, is slavery, racism, or something like that?
Okay. Never mind, then.
I don't think Titanic was no important slavery. I think there's no important. Nothing important about that.
At least you just say Pearl Harbor, but...
Just a nigga that was in love with a bitch. Bad bitch. Stephanie Latour, she says, what do you guys think was Steven Spielberg's biggest accomplishment along with his greatest failure?
Ooh. It's a tie between Jaws and fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah. That is a tie between Jurassic Park, because they're both on the par equally good. If I had to go and watch one, I'd pick Jurassic Park, but I think critically and standpoint-wise, they're both on the...
I would say more Jaws so, because... Well, we were alive in that time when it came out, but my mom told me that people were deathly afraid of going in the water after watching that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jurassic Park, what are you afraid to go in the woods because there could be a dinosaur, you know? But well,
Jurassic Park is more a phenomenon, though, than...
Oh, it is. Oh, my God. Jurassic Park's a perfect...
Jaws is forgotten and done with, that's all.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park is a phenomenon that no one will ever forget. Jaws is forgettable.
Well,
I don't mean Jaws forgettable for people like us, but you think someone that's born today, tomorrow, anything like that is going to remember fucking Jaws compared to Jurassic Park?
Because that was the first one that actually brought dinosaurs in a positive light.
And then the first to fuck it up, dude.
Oh, Spielberg, Jaws 2, or Jurassic Park 2 sucked.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then, you know, you got this continuation of it now, whatever, which is going on for the new generation, whatever. I don't see no Jaws coming out and shit like that when you got Sharknado.
I think after Jaws 3D or whatever the fuck that one, Jaws Revenge, I think they're done with Jaws movies.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think Jaws got shit on Jurassic Park.
No.
Now that we bring up those point of views or whatever and shit, Jurassic Park is a much as I like Jaws and shit like that or whatever. I think it was a phenomenon of that time. Jurassic Park is a phenomenon of decades.
It is, and it's really hard for a movie to hold up after it's been 20 years, right?
Yeah, it's been almost 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I gotta give Spielberg his credit on that, man. Just named two movies that probably two of my favorites or whatever, and even one that still holds up after 20-some-odd years later and shit like that, so that's pretty impressive. As of lately, that motherfucker's been making some fucking horrible films. What was his big greatest failure, though? Man, I don't know. The thing is, I don't think he's had failures, though. That's the thing. I think we just hate his movies as far as going. Because if I'm not mistaken, much as I hate Lincoln, I think it was still successful critically wise and financially wise. So
yeah, and fuck, I'm blanking on his name.
War Horse?
No, Lincoln, the actor.
Daniel
Day-Lewis. He won the Oscar.
Yeah, even War Horse. That shit got nominated still, so critically it was still fucking successful and shit. So, like, you know, I don't think the man really knows fucking failure too much.
I'm going to say Crystal Skull.
That was still a success, wasn't it? It made money and shit.
Okay, if you want to go from success, Munich.
That's what she says, failure, his greatest failure.
Okay. I would probably say Munich.
Munich was a critical success, though.
So it's critical and financially?
It's failure. Failure is failure in everything. Ooh. It means you failed in every fucking aspect level and shit like that. Because Munich is a fucking well-loved film or whatever shit like that.
Tintin?
Personally, Munich is probably one of his best films.
Tintin?
Tintin was financially successful.
Was it?
Was he co-directed? Because wasn't somebody else directing on that, too?
Let me look. Tintin, he was director and producer of Peter Jackson.
I was so sick when that fucking movie came out, because everybody kept fucking asking me what I thought of that movie. I was like, god damn, just go fucking see the movie, that shit.
I don't think he's ever had a bomb movie. I'm looking at his thing, Hook. Hook got the lowest, or not Hook. Yeah, Hook's got the lowest on Rotten Tomatoes.
And I don't think. Well, why did that do in box? I don't even know what that did in box.
300 million.
Oh, well, never mind. Hook was horrible. I'm sorry. That was
What Lost World made? Obviously, it's going to make money, just not critically successful.
And yet, I still find Hook at least more entertaining than some of his previous work.
Yeah, World of Worlds was a success. Was War Horse a success? Yeah, it was. Holy shit.
Yeah, War Horse definitely was. Yeah, it's a fucking Oscar film. They're always a success.
He's financially, he's made a lot of money. I think 1941. Well, 1941 got money too.
Okay, if we gotta go from from our standpoint, then I think to me Lincoln was his fucking greatest. I thought that movie was fucking horrible, personally.
I'm going Chris Skull. I think that was horrible.
Yeah, I'm definitely up there with Lincoln. I fucking hated that movie on every level.
Well, and plus, you hated the Indiana Jones franchise, or you don't hate it, but you just don't see the. Yeah, you're not big on it.
Yeah, I'm not that big on Spielberg, though, to be honest, but. No, for you to make a movie about a president that's supposed to abolish slavery and get him all, and all you do is have him sit in a courtroom and talk about, let me tell you a story, and to hear people crying, to give this man an Oscar or with some other great talent and shit like that and get this movie nominated, all that was some bullshit right there, personally.
And if I'm mistaken, I think Jurassic Park was the first movie to get $1 billion worldwide gross.
You would be correct, sir.
Yeah, so his name does bring in money. It's just a lot of the...
Because he only makes two kinds of movies, big blockbusters and fucking Oscar films. Oscar films obviously are going to guarantee success because they keep those movies in theaters for so goddamn long. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, even people that don't go to the movies Like, that's it. They like to catch up on Oscar films for some fucking reason.
Like, I wasn't interested in Slumdog Millionaire until it got nominated.
Yeah, that's how some people's brains operate with the Oscars. I don't know why. Oscars is a great marketing for your film, man. If your movie gets nominated, Silver Lining Playbook is a good example. That movie was doing bad, but then when it got nominated, the fucking movie went up to like $100-something million and shit like that.
I think American Hustle, too, last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the limited release movies, I think, like Her, after it got nominated, bam, it got full release.
Yeah. Well, it was already guaranteed the full release before then or whatever. It just got the limited release and shit like that. But that's just how it goes or whatever. So, I mean, you guarantee success when your film gets nominated. Financially wise, I've yet to see a movie fail financially that's got nominated for an Oscar.
But if you want to say his other works, because Spielberg has other works, not just writing or film, he's had his hand in the Transformers.
Yeah, he's produced, which I don't even think he's done anything on those personally, because he's always complimented just saying, I give everything to Michael Bay. Michael Bay can do no wrong with these Transformers. I'm just like...
Okay, I would say his worst was Cowboys and Aliens, if we're going by something he's had his hand in.
He was producer on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I always forget he was
and producer. And that movie pretty much, that movie only made like maybe $11-12 million over budget.
Who directed that again?
I just was looking at that. Jon Favreau?
Jon Favreau directed, damn.
Oh, I feel bad for him now.
Yeah, that's like probably one of the most forgettable movies ever. Then
it is, and he fucking
that's some big names attached to it. And if I'm not saying, it came out like what 2 years ago or something.
2011, yeah.
Yeah, so shit, that's the most forgettable fucking movie ever, or whatever. But I got a question from Frank. He says, "Oh, this movie was damn good. It was a damn good movie, and saw nothing wrong with it. I definitely think Spielberg is a classic and will go down in history as one of the best directors." Okay.
Do you really want to finish?
That's questionable, but yeah. Well, if he got that title, I don't know if I'd...
I think he did get a Lifetime Achievement Award. I really think he did.
He deserves it. I mean, Jurassic Park, Jaws, he just named
him. Close Encounters.
Yeah, I'll give him his credit for shit like that. Do you guys think any other director can touch Spielberg behind the camera? Man, I can name 20 off my goddamn head right now. Touch Spielberg. Come on now. Jesus Christ, you need to stop sucking Spielberg dick right now. I think Sam Mendes is a better director.
He doesn't do a lot. He doesn't really do a lot now.
Yeah, well, when he does, it is something that you cannot wait to see. David Ayer. One of my favorite directors, who else have we got out here? I'm trying to remember the name of this one director. No, that was saying that was David Ayer. Yeah, I was saying who directed Fury. That was David Ayer, of course. David Ayer would be mine then. David Ayer can touch all over. Fuck, hell, I even think James Cameron is better than fucking Spielberg. Well, no.
Oh wow. Well, he only does, like, a movie fucking, like, a year. Or, yeah, like, every 5 years. Coens.
The Coen brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, they can go to hell.
Really?
Their last movie, I fucking hated it.
I think Russell is on a nice track.
After American Hustle.
Boy, Fighter. And Silver Lining, you know.
Yeah, that was fine, but his track record ain't great right now, because his last movie sucked.
Fincher?
Hey, Fincher's cool, yeah.
Yeah, Fincher. Oh, we forgot one. Clooney and Affleck.
Affleck is definitely. Clooney, I still need to see something else from him before I can make that judgment, but Clooney is up and coming, but Affleck is definitely up there. I wish personally he would drop the Batman shit because I'm fiending for another directed movie by him.
That's gonna take up so much of his time.
Yeah, it really fucking is. I mean, he's gonna be like so involved in this DC universe shit that I don't know when the next time we'll see a directed movie by him.
I was gonna say Soderbergh, but because I am a huge fan of Traffic.
He's a hit and miss.
Yeah, he's a very hit and miss. Contagion. I hated that movie.
Yeah.
And I hate Ocean's 12 too. I really do hate that movie. But he's hit and miss.
I think the guy is creative, though.
He is. Like, Traffic's such a good movie.
Yeah, I think the guy is really very, very creative and shit like that.
I'm surprised you didn't say your boy Spike Jones. Well, he did Her, didn't he?
Nah, I'm playing with you. I like Spike Jones. Spike Jones is great. I haven't seen Spike Jones do too much, that's why.
Only two, I think, being John Malkovich and Her. Nowadays it's like some of the old directors, like Ain Lee, he's okay.
I think Ain Lee is a great director.
I think he's a nice visionary director.
Yeah, he is that. I think for some of his storytelling too, I think he's really good at delivering something like that.
And we got
Joel Schumacher. It sucks that Joel Schumacher and Ang Lee both got hung up by two comic book movies that they did. Mm-hmm. Obviously, comic book movies are big. So, but I think Ang Lee's redeemed himself off that one. Joel Schumacher hasn't yet. So,
since I just saw this recently, I'm really gonna put a lot of faith in him as Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen is a fucking fantastic director.
Yeah, I think
his last three pieces of film was probably some of the best films I've ever seen, personally.
Yeah, I'm always saying this because I like her movies. It's Kathryn Bigelow. But she still has a lot of work to even touch Spielberg, though. But the closest is, like, I think ones you said. Affleck, I mean, when he directs, he's awesome. I'm working on it. We both said that. When he does a movie, he's... Yeah, Gone Baby Gone, fucking the Argo. But...
Ow.
Yeah, so... But you gotta think, though, Spielberg's been... What, since the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time. You don't see a lot of directors. I think Scorsese's older than him.
Scorsese's great, yeah.
So, and Eastwood, I think Eastwood's just coming into his... I think Eastwood's getting up there, too, as a director.
Yeah, we'll see when American Sniper comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I think he, personally, yeah, he does direct some good movies. I'll give him that. As much as I don't really care for Clint Eastwood, he's a good director. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and he's been directing since the 70s, too, so... And he's got a lot... His movies are nominated a lot, too. But they're just not box office huge.
I'm reading a couple of these last questions, whatever. It's just people arguing about whether Idris Elba is black or not.
Cody.
Cody says, "You said plenty of crazy shit in your days, P1, but Idris Elba isn't dark? Come on, man." And then look, Deborah Albert, she says, "Come on, Cody, that dude isn't that black now, LOL." And she puts a link up on his picture. I'm just like, man. This is funny. I'm laughing my ass off. I was just staring at this link that she sounds like, what is this link? And I opened it up or whatever. I was just like, that dude isn't that dark as it did Jamon Hansu. Come on now. Damn, he's got a weird shaped head, though. In this photo. God damn. Did you click on this link?
I am on it now.
Look at the top of his head. It's pointy and shit. What the fuck?
It's kind of like a triangle.
Yeah, it looks like a cone head. This dude is a black cone head. All right.
He's black, but... The other, but he's fucking, Manji, he's African black.
Yeah, Jamon Hansu is way darker than Idris Elba or whatever. I think Idris Elba is, you know, obviously he's darker than me, but he's not as black as fucking, like, Jamon Hansu or Wesley Snipes or none of them and shit like that.
Wesley Snipes? No one said that name in a long time.
Yeah, Expendables 3, what are you talking about? Come on now. I mean, because you can definitely see something. Well, at least in this photo, I'm looking at that Deborah provided. This brother is light and dark. He's like got three different shades. This nigga is three shades. Look at his ear. Dude, his ears is the brightest thing on him right now.
It is.
It looked like his neck is the darkest thing on him.
You know what's funny, though? Because he was in The Office back in the day. And he was really, really dark.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, light-skinned, like he had Michael Jackson surgery.
You know, camera, I don't know, maybe it could just be the cinematography of cameras and shit like that. The way they shoot him.
Well,
shit.
Didn't you say? What movie, did you say? No Good Deeds. He didn't seem that dark in that movie.
No, it wasn't that movie. That movie was taking place at nighttime anyway. So it's true. Like, I ain't seeing shit anyway.
True. But he's dark in Thor.
Damn, that nigga's neck is black. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
His neck doesn't even look like it fits his body.
Dude, this is a weird photo she sent us, people.
Why would she have this photo?
What I'm trying to figure out is, who said this dude was good looking? That's what I want to know.
Oh, wasn't he like the top, what, a top choice?
Oh, fuck, get out of here with that shit. This dude ain't top choice and shit right now. This dude is ugly looking. Well, people. That's the end of the show then, I guess, man. I gotta get off this photo right now. I'm just analyzing the fuck out this photo, Debra. Why would you send us some ugly shit like that? People, that has been Throwback Tuesday 78. I'm the phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we will catch you guys next week for another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, bastards.
Bye, Felicia.